Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I've got a free view of the most recent Ben and Eric Patreon bonus podcast. Wait, I don't call it that. I'm getting things mixed up. I'm already off to a terrible start. The latest Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. My gosh, there's so much stuff on Patreon that it kind of all runs together. So if you're the type of soul that listens to my free podcast and then you're like, boy, I don't even know what the hell else to listen to. How about more me? All right. That's what's available on my Patreon. I make that available for $5 a month for just the audio, $10 a month for the audio, the video, and the live streams. And it's a lot of fun. I put a lot of content up in there. This is early when I'm recording this, so I'm kind of an idiot. So yeah, about 15 hours worth of stuff each week. The bonus podcast each day, the Lost Zane recordings, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, and then the aforementioned Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Enjoy a little snapshot from the most recent episode here. We pick it up playing Bet on Ben, and longtime listener pal Adam Balboa joins the show. Balboa, not his real name. You'll figure out what's going on right here in this edition of the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. Eric.
Adam Balboa, that is. Unmute that phone, man.
All right.
Buddy, how are you?
Good.
So, I know how much you love the Rocky film. Do you also like Rambo movies too?
I got some Atlanta. I got all five posters over there and a replica of the Rambo 5 knife from the Stallone store.
Yeah, so you're all about it. Anything Stallone. So do you remember the Stallone movie?
That?
Anything Stallone. You remember the Stallone movie, yeah. Victory?
Yeah, the soccer with Michael Caine.
Yeah,
I got it sitting over there.
Holy shit. Okay. Now, the latest Rambo movie is is so heavily panned. I mean, it is. Oh, my God. I was reading some of the reviews on it.
They've all been panned except the first one.
Even that, though, watching it's if you watch it through the lens of now, how they make movies now compared to what means. But at the time, they were great. I loved every one of those fucking movies. But
I highly recommend the fifth one. It's great.
Now, that's the one where he goes to Mexico?
His niece goes there to meet her father, and she gets kidnapped by some like human traffickers, and he goes in to rescue her.
Okay. All right. Now, I read that it's a slaughter fest. Like, we are talking.
It is.
One of the biggest slaughter fest movies for drama ever, that it's just like heads are getting blown up and shit's going crazy.
Yep, it's like a Home Alone except lots of knives and guns at the end.
When you're watching these movies, are you like, oh, this is so great, or do you like, oh God, what am I doing? I hate my life. Is it kind of like watching porno and then after you ejaculate, you just throw your phone across?
No. Not at all. When I saw Rocky Balboa in the theater, I went right after the movie ended. I went right back and watched it again.
Jeez Louise.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I'm not kidding. This is not an exact. When that movie came out, that watching that in the theater, when the screen went, when it went dark and the MGM came on, you hear Rocky, Rocky, like probably one of the top 10 moments of my life.
Oh my God. You're unbelievable.
I'm serious.
I went
to Philadelphia, took a trip there, wore the whole sweats and ran up the thing with the music in my earbuds.
Oh, I know. That's incredible.
Wow.
Did you see the shirt today?
I did see the shirt. It's a great shirt. I was going to ask, hold on a second. What was it? Have you ever wept while watching a Rocky film?
Oh yeah. In Balboa, when he's talking to, about how it's, you know, since Adrian died, it's hard to breathe and that, tears.
Oh, God.
Oh, Adrian.
I've probably asked you this before. Was your bride? Yeah. I mean, when you how do you deal her into this?
How do you get married? Well, yeah. In the first place.
Well, I probably didn't go into she's like, oh, he's got a leather coat. Didn't realize it's because that's the type that, you know, Rocky wears. And then, you know, I didn't really have the money back then to have any like collectibles. And then, you know, luckily I got a good job, and then it's like slowly start adding more and more to the house. So one day she walks in, it's like, what have you done?
Wow.
Wow.
Divorce papers right then.
All right. Well, I love getting little bits of what makes you, Adam. So that is fantastic. You know, and I'm kind of a closet fan. Yeah. And you know that. I mean, I could quote plenty of the movies, you know,
I had an Eric Zane moment. I felt like today at work, I work at a hospital. I'm on my way in. I'm walking in and from the parking ramp, and there's this blind guy there, and this door slams and he looks, and I think to myself, oh man, it must be hard being blind and not knowing where those sounds come from. And then I see this other director of the going in, and then I had to sit on safety huddle where it's all leadership of the hospital, and you have to give out, they say any kudos, and she's like, yeah, I was in the parking ramp today and there was this blind man lost, and luckily there were people there to help him. I didn't even think to help the guy.
Oh yeah. You're like, yeah.
It didn't even occur to me. He's blind in a parking ramp.
It's like, you figure it out. Well, that, you know, I mean, blind guys always are very resilient. And they're, you know, so, the blind people I know, you know, they always like bark at you when you go to help them. So, you know, fuck the blind.
Right.
That's not nice, Eric.
Hey, Eric. Saul, I'm totally kidding. It's all, take it with a grain of salt, you know? Saul, I thank you for being here. No, he's not. That's it. Thanks for listening. Look, hey, you know, throw me on probation. But it's a weird probation because you give me $5 on that probation. Yeah. Throw $5 at me, one-time deal with possibility of more. If you like the Patreon podcast and all that accompanies it, then you just let it roll, all right? Or cancel it if it sucks, and then what? You know, you're out $5, and we tried. Thank you so much for that. Thanks to those who've tried in the past and figured out that it stinks. I don't think it stinks. Some people do, though. All right. Anyway, thank you so much. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Otherwise, if you're like, hey, no, I'm broke, jackass. I'm not giving you my money. That's fine, too. I just kind of leave it out there in case you want it. All right. So there you go. Have a good one. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.